Welcome to North Shore News and Interviews on Amherst Island Radio. Each week, we keep you updated on newsworthy events, happenings, and conversations that we've had with people in the local community and beyond.
Loyalist Township held its second of three budget meetings and saw the proposed residential tax rate increase drop to 3.64%. The first meeting saw a proposed 4.93%, but members of the committee said they wanted to see it under 4%. The township's director of finance and treasurer, David Clazy, explains how they came to the new number.
We've been made aware of some additional supplementary assessment through MPAC. And as well, we have also received the final 2026 assessment rule at the end of last week. So in conjunction with that new assessment, that will generate an additional $165,000 in new taxation revenue, which has the potential alone of decreasing our tax requirement by 0.7%. So when you basically put those all together, that has a net reduction in the tax levy requirement of $303,000. We're now looking at a revised tax residential tax increase of 3.64%. So that results in a $24.457 million of tax levy requirement. And again, the amount of debt and the contributions to capital is unchanged from the previous day.
The township's third and final 2026 budget meeting will take place December 2nd.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
Habitat for Humanity has proposed building two four-dwelling units in Bath by 2030. The units would be affordably priced through an affordable mortgage structure with the organization. According to their report, the organization's preliminary cost estimate, excluding the land, would be $1.4 million per fourplex. Funding is to come from government grants, land asset contributions, revenue from the organization's ReStore location in Kingston, donations, and fundraising events. Mortgage payments are set at 25% of the household's gross income, and families are not required to make a down payment. As part of the agreement, Habitat for Humanity retains a portion of the home's equity, and upon resale, both the homeowner and organization share in any market appreciation. Homeowners would also have to contribute 500 hours of volunteer work. If plans move forward, the company would be asking Loyalist Township for rezoning and site plan approvals, as well as exemptions for building permit fees, development charges, and impost fees. Construction of roads and services to the property line would need to take place, along with land transfers as well. The company noted these builds often involve community volunteers and student programs. These partnerships help reduce construction costs and provide training opportunities. CEO of Habitat for Humanity for the Kingston and Limestone area, Gary Lees, explained the timeline and what the company is looking to contribute.
Subject to municipal terms and conditions of land transfer, timelines to build, permits, etc., one fourplex in 2027. We've built this before. We feel confident we can pull the build off. It's so nice to build something that we've already built. It just makes life a little bit easier. So we could pull that off in 2027. I'm confident of that. And a second fourplex we would do in 2028, 2030. We'd want to work with needs a little bit as well for permitting and some of those things. Site servicing, of course, is important. Connection to municipal water and sanitary and sewer services, off-site stormwater management. All of those things need to get in place, of course, but we'll hustle and do our part with build. We will enlist volunteers to help us with the project, try to keep the costs down.
Lees spoke about the need for affordable housing.
Affordable mortgage structure, no down payment. It's a big stumbling block for folks out there is coming up with that down payment. When we're paying high rent and then we need to save so that we can put a down payment on a home, it's a daunting task, and Canadians are losing hope and vision of actual affordable home ownership. 80% of renters out there right now wish they owned their home, right? And that's a wish that's becoming very difficult. So the more equity that we can create in the home by keeping costs down, by donated product, using volunteers, anything that we can do to keep those costs down, we reinvest in building more affordable home ownership. And that's an investment in this country, this township, and our vicinity, our whole area. It's one I'm very proud of as well.
Lees spoke about the materials he has available now and the investment they'll be making in Loyalist Township.
I have containers of insulation right now. I have 400 sheets of drywall I need to get out of Home Depot's inventory. I've got stuff to build homes right here in Loyalist. And we just want to tap into that and keep the costs down so that when we sell the home to the family and then hold that mortgage at zero or a portion of the mortgage at zero, we can create as much equity as we can so we can reinvest in Loyalist and keep this ball rolling with affordable home ownership.
Lees speaks about the Restore location in Kingston and a new one opening in Napanee.
So our Restores are social entity that generate revenue, and we pump that revenue back into our home build programs. We are opening a second Restore in Napanee that opens on January 1. We'll soft open on January 1 as well. So we're going to bookend Loyalist and have you'll know where to go for your product either in Kingston or Napanee.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
Loyalist Township Council heard from Carbon Free Technology, an Ontario-based company looking to build a new solar project in Millhaven. The company presented plans to council, noting the project would include a community benefits agreement. It would also look to increase local tax revenue and contribute to the province's grid reliability. The project looks to use up to 20 acres of fenced-in land that is over 1 kilometer away from residences. Before moving forward, the company is looking to engage with the public and local groups. VP and legal for the company, Emma Coyle, explained the company's next steps going forward.
We've begun neighborhood canvassing. We have a public meeting on November 24th. The First Nation partnership, we do have the support of the Mohawks of the Bay of Quinte. We don't yet have the official resolution from them, but we fully expect for that to be finalized. On November 26th, there will be a staff report to council with respect to the project. And on December 9th, we'll be coming back with a request for a municipal support resolution with respect to this project.
VP in Engineering and Special Projects for the company, Maggid Sami, noted the different approaches they're taking in community engagement.
Through the website, we've already received a comment or a query, and we've engaged with that party already, and I've had a few phone calls, and we've been trying to arrange a longer discussion as well. So it might take a few different approaches.
Carbon Free Technology has projects worldwide and has worked on projects locally as well. In 2015, the company was a development partner to Samsung for Kingston Solar.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
Loyalist Township announced the lap pool in the new aquatic center located inside the W.J. Henderson Community Center has been sponsored by Latham Pools. The new name, the Latham Lap Pool, will be used in township marketing materials and signage adjacent to the pool. The township officially entered into an agreement with Latham to recognize their significant donation to the W.J. Henderson revitalization campaign. The gift agreement is for $75,000 over a 10-year period. Latham is the largest designer and manufacturer of in-ground residential swimming pools in North America. The company officially opened its state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Loyalist in May of 2023. The plant is the company's largest fiberglass facility to date and serves markets across eastern Canada as well as parts of the United States. The plant created over 100 jobs locally. Staff noted they were grateful that Latham is continuing their investment in the region. CAO Rebecca Murphy showed her appreciation.
We're very grateful for Latham Pools to be sponsoring the lap pool, so it'll be the Latham Lap Pool, and we're very excited that our organizations in our community are stepping up and being part of this wonderful community center that we're building.
Councillor Paul Proderick spoke about the significance of the company's donation.
We've had several meetings with Latham over and tour there that appreciate their commitment given the current economic downturn, I guess I would say, in many communities, and it's every little bit helps.
Latham will also be recognized in a prominent position on the donor wall inside the center.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
August, Township has announced the new name for the Aquatic Center at the W.J. Henderson Community Center. Through a gift agreement for naming rights with Barr Homes and a $250,000 donation from the company, the space will be named the Barr Homes Aquatic Center. Council approved the 10-year agreement at their latest meeting. CAO Rebecca Murphy spoke about the agreement with Barr Homes.
Barr Homes has agreed to sign on and be a major donor in the Tier 3 category to name the Aquatic Center at the facility at the WJ. This is very great. We're very gracious and very thankful to Barr for stepping up and being part of this vital community project. And we're excited to be naming it and recommending that it be named the Barr Homes Aquatic Center.
The renewal of the entire center has been a large ongoing project for the township. The revitalization campaign was approved by council on December 10th, 2024, with a goal of raising $2 million. The new space will feature an 8-lane, 25-meter pool, a new warm water leisure pool, updates to arena infrastructure, enhanced accessibility, updated change rooms, green energy upgrades, and a new Indigenous legacy space in partnership with the Downey Wenjack Fund. Residents can expect to see the new name used in township marketing materials. It will be displayed inside on the west wall of the space, as well as a location on the exterior of the building, to be agreed on at a later date. Barr Homes will also be recognized on the donor wall to be located in the atrium of the building. Barr Homes has over 70 years of history in the construction industry within Kingston and the surrounding areas. According to the company, they build approximately 60 homes annually in Kingston and Loyalist Township. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News. Loyalist Township will be accepting naming ideas for street names in the area until December 31st. The township's commemorative street naming program gives residents the chance to put forward suggestions that celebrate the people, places, and stories that make the community unique. Approved names will be added to the township's road registry for future developments. Learn more and submit ideas at loyalist.ca. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News. Torrent Productions is returning to Lennox and Addington with their second annual Merry Magical Pantomime. This year, the company is presenting Jack and the Beans Talk, a Merry Magical Pantomime. Shows will take place at the hall at Emmanuel United Church, 63 Factory Street in Odessa. It will be premiering Tuesday, December 23rd at 7 p.m. and run for 15 shows until January 4th. Established in 2008, Torrent Productions is a professional theater company composed of Rob Torr and Stephanie Graham. They've developed and produced new musicals at the Toronto Fringe Festival and Next Stage Theater Festival in Toronto, as well as an annual holiday pantomime in Toronto from 2016 to 2019. Both Torr and Graham have extensive theater credits from the Stratford Festival, Charlottetown Festival, Neptune Theater, Theater Aquarius, Mervish Productions, Thousand Islands Playhouse, and many other companies across Canada. Most recently, Graham was the co-director and choreographer of the sold-out run of Mary Poppins at Thousand Islands Playhouse. Torr has spent 7 seasons as a performer at Thousand Islands Playhouse, as well as many other theaters across the country. For showtimes and more information, visit torrentproductions.com. T-O-R-R-E-N-T productions.com. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans. This is North Shore News.
This has been North Shore News and Interviews. If you have an idea for a story or want to create stories for this show, consider joining our 100% volunteer team. Contact Amherst Island Radio for more details.